So last week you received a printing of that prayer, and I just wonder if you have been able to make it a part of your personal devotions, maybe as your family, as a husband, wife, as your family, you've been able to make this serenity prayer a part of your devotional life, that we would have the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, and that we would have the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Now we're in this series leading up to Christmas, and today we're talking about this figure, Joseph. He's joined Mary today, and we'll be talking about Joseph and the change that he had to make. Would you pray that opening statement of the Serenity Prayer with me as they project it on the screen? There it is. Yes, we didn't need the hand of God. We just needed a hand back there to put it on. Ready? Here we go. All right. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So this week's question is, where do you need the courage to change something God is calling you to change? Where do you need the courage in your life to change the things that God is calling you to change? It's kind of a fascinating look at the Christmas story to notice the frequency of people and how fearful they were at the first announcement of Jesus. I always say that in Angel 101 in heaven, there is this statement that they teach them that when you show up to human beings, the first thing you need to say is, do not be afraid, right? That seems to be a theme that all the angels, especially in this Christmas story, say. As soon as they show up, do not be afraid. It was Zechariah, you know, and Elizabeth, and the angel showed up as John the Baptist was going to be born and says, Zechariah, do not be afraid. I realize you're in this very holy place, but I show up and do not be afraid. Mary, when the angel showed up, she was very fearful. And the angel said, Mary, do not be afraid. When the angel showed up with the shepherds on the hillside. The shepherds were in their own environment, and the angel showed up, and they said, do not be afraid. Why is everybody so afraid? Why is that? Well, I think sometimes we wonder why everybody's so afraid because we have an image of an angel like the angel on top of our Christmas tree. She's so pretty, isn't she? She has those wings out and that flowing gown and that long hair, and she looks like such a nice person, right? Or maybe just a little chubby baby, right? With little wings on the back that could never support the weight of that child, if you think about it in a physics kind of way, you know, strumming a harp, that kind of thing. I think that might be our image of an angel, and maybe that's not the image of an angel at all. Maybe we've lost it. C.S. Lewis wrote, in Scripture, the visitation of an angel is always alarming. It has to begin by saying, fear not. The Victorian angel looks as if it were going to say, they're there now. It's very calm, you know? When God calls on your life, when God intersects with you in a conversation, it's always alarming. And it's always life-changing. And there are two responses when God shows up. And they are very simple. Yes. And no. No is full of fear. I don't want to make the changes that will be required if I say yes to the Savior. But if I say yes, then I have the courage to embrace the changes in my own life that will come if I say yes to God. We see this incredible in the story of Christmas, and particularly in that story of Joseph. And we read in Matthew 1, because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, because Joseph was this righteous man. He abided by the law. He was known to be a God-fearing, righteous man. And he put her to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. He wanted to make this as hush-hush as it could be, to preserve the dignity of marrying, but he was a righteous man and could not marry this woman that was now pregnant, and he knew it was not his child, and he did not need a paternity test or ancestry.com to tell him that, right? But after he had considered this, and I want you to know, after Joseph had made his decision, he had already prayed about it. He had already rumbled around with it. He had probably already talked to his accountability partners about it. After this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David,
do not be afraid,
right? To take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit, and she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. It's a sobering message. Joseph, get married, right? Get married to this woman who is pregnant, and it's not your child. It's Jesus, but it is conceived by the Holy Spirit. Wow. I remember when I proposed to Patrice, and let me tell you, I did a horrible job. I confess it to her, to everyone else. We had a lovely dinner, but it didn't meet my expectations. You know, I had this dinner, you know, it was in that rotating restaurant in St. Louis, looking over everything. I had all these expectations. I had the ring in my pocket under the table. It was just a mess. I couldn't even get it done in the restaurant. It was after in the car. It was miserable. It was awful. I was afraid. Thank God I finally had the courage to pop the question, and God love her heart. She had the grace to say yes. She had the human kindness to say yes in that. But when we make those decisions that are life-changing, those moments that change us forever, when we say, will you marry me? And they say yes, it changes the trajectory of life forever. You become one. Your decisions are not yours. During our time going up to our wedding, both of us thought, wow, should we really do this? We didn't tell one another that until after we were married. We're glad we did. We're glad we had the courage to face the fear and move through it. Because often when we're faced with big life change, there is fear, because change requires courage. Change always requires courage. This righteous man finds himself now in a courageous situation. He has to face the fear that possibly he could be rejected by his family, by those religious folks that are around him that he has always been very much a part of. And the angel says to him, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. In the middle of that, he reminds Joseph of who he is. First of all, Joseph is named after one of the great patriarchs of the Bible, right? He was named after that on purpose, because Joseph was one of the amazing, courageous people who opened up his heart to all kind of difficulty, and rather than the challenges of life breaking him, they made him. And he was this magnificent man that honored God and blessed people who had actually abused him. Amazing story. You are Joseph, the angel said. This is your heritage. This is what your mama had in mind when she named you Joseph. that you would be a courageous man, and regardless of what difficulties you faced, you would come through as a righteous man to the end of it. And the angel also said that you are a son of David. You are this courageous son of David, the king who made Israel, the king who established the capital, the king who gave the blueprint for the temple of God. This David, you are a son of David. You are Joseph, and you are a son of David. You are a conqueror, and I wonder what God would say to us this morning. He says, you are a child of God. We sang it this morning. I am a child of God, and when I am a child of God, that is enough, isn't it? In the face of any challenge, in the face of any fear, I am a child of the God who rules the universe, who controls everything that there is, who is working in front of me, is walking alongside me, living in me, and is watching my back. That is who I am connected with. I am his child, and he will see me through this. We live fearlessly and courageously when we live in our identity as sons and daughters of God. It's very interesting. We're told that Joseph was anxious, probably. And he went through all that anxiety of making the decision to put Mary away gracefully and quietly before the angel showed up. Have you ever been that way with God? You've been praying, God show up, God show up, God show up, God show up, and God did not show up until you said, okay, here we go. And then he said, show up, go back this way, you know. Right? Isn't that sometimes just how it is? We sang about it this morning. It's in the waiting. Joseph was moving forward. He had gone through the anxiety, the sweat, the pain of trying to make the decision. He had come to the decision, and his decision was to put Mary away quietly. But thank God he had the courage to change. When God spoke, he had the courage to make a change of thought. Was Joseph's thought right? It was a right thought according to the law. It was the right thought. And yet God said, take Mary to be your wife. It was a change. It was a fearful change that caused lots of courage to erupt out of this Joseph, son of David. Courage requires that we face our fears. Often we think that courage means that you aren't afraid, right? And I think it doesn't mean that at all. I think courageous people are people who just go for it in spite of their fear. They may be fearful, but we're going to do this. We have the courage to do this. Courage is not the absence of fear. It is doing what God wants you to do in the face of fear. Doing what God asks you to do in the face of fear. Because Joseph had fear. He was fearful of taking Mary to be his wife. What that meant. And it didn't end there. It wasn't like Joseph had this one moment in time and he had the courage to make the right decision and take Mary to be his wife. But there were time and time and time again that Joseph had to be courageous. You see, not long after Jesus' birth, there was the most powerful guy in Israel that was going to eliminate the baby, was going to kill the baby. So Joseph was told by an angel to go to Egypt. He had to have courage. I'm sure there was fear involved, wasn't there? When you hear that the most powerful man in your country is out to kill your baby, and the angel says, take him to Egypt, and you escape to Egypt. There's fear. Joseph had fear, but he had courage. He had courage to make the decisions that needed to be made, make the changes that needed to be made, the changes that God asked of him. And then an angel came to Joseph and says, it's time to go back. It's time to go back. Herod had died, and it was time to take Jesus back to Israel. But when Joseph heard this, that Archelaus was now the ruler of Israel, he was a real dangerous ruler, that he was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, Joseph was afraid to go there. There was even more fear in the return. So Joseph went somewhere else in Egypt, in Israel. The angel comes again to direct Joseph. He continues to direct him as he raises Jesus. Can you imagine raising Jesus, the Son of God? Can you imagine how that went? You know, you're in the carpentry shop working with him. You know, you take the hammer, hit your thumb, and you say this word. And he goes, yes, Father. Hey, how you doing, son? How you doing over there? Just wonder, how's your birdcage coming along? How's your birdcage coming along there? In all the Christmas story, we really don't hear a lot about what Joseph had to say. He was a fairly quiet man. Maybe he was kind of shy. Maybe he was sort of a backward kind of guy, but he was amazingly courageous. He was amazingly courageous, and he made the changes in his thinking, in his mind, that set his life off on a total different trajectory than he thought it would be. He didn't have a vacation for years in Egypt in mind. And yet that's what God called him to do. He didn't have in mind that I'm going to have to live in a different town because I can't live where I wanted to because I don't want to go back where Herod might find me. Herod's son might find us. God, grant me the courage to change the things that I can change in my life. What is God calling us to change? Is God speaking to us and calling us to change? One thing Joseph knew is that Jesus was with him. And that's something that we know today, is that God is with us. And if anything rings through the Christmas story, it is that it is Jesus, God with us, Emmanuel. He came to live in our neighborhood, to walk with us, to be understood by us of who he was. Jesus is with us today. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit walks with us today. Don't be afraid to make the changes that God is calling you to make. So, where is God wanting to give you courage today? Is it in making changes in your life, in your spiritual life, in your physical life, in your habits? What would it be? Well, there is a video that I want you to see today of a man named Eric who had to make some changes. And, you know, I'm a dog person. So this video really got me because it has a dog that really helped Eric in his journey through change. So it's an unbelievable story, and we'll talk about it after we watch it. Is that not just the greatest story? Anybody need a tissue? Yeah. It's an unbelievable story of something that changed, a decision to make a change. It was about health, a decision about getting healthier. But there was also something that ran parallel with that whole story. When Eric went home after that plane ride, he was at an all-time low in his life. He was in great emotional pain. And he did something he had never done before. He prayed. He prayed a negative prayer in that he prayed that God would kill him, that God would eliminate him because he was at such a desperate state in his life. His feelings were so intense. And at that moment, he had this intense feeling of the presence of God. The presence of God came around him, and he wept, and he felt that God was with him. When he woke up the next morning, he decided to get a Bible. This man had never been to church. He had never read the Bible before. He got a Bible and he read it from cover to cover in 1 month. When he reached the book of Revelation, he had another experience like he had that evening when he was so down. He felt this intense presence of God. And at that point, he totally surrendered his heart and life to Jesus Christ. He woke up the next morning a new man with a new view. And I guess you could say God did bury the old Eric and caused a new Eric to live. Eric prayed. Eric went to church. Eric had a whole change of life. He had the courage to talk to God, and God spoke to him. Eric's life changed not only physically, but it changed spiritually. And Eric, who had never been connected with God, now is connected with God and living a full life with Jesus Christ. That's the beginning of an adventure with God. It's when we look at what's the truth about me that God is calling me to face, and I'm afraid to face that. When we talk to God about the fears in our life, when we talk to God about what is holding us back, that we need courage to change. And God calls us to change. He always calls us to change. For Joseph, the moment was great, and the angel said, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, Joe. You got this because I'm with you." Where do we need to ask God? Lord, where do I need to change? Are we open to God to let him be Lord of our life and change what we can? The courage to accept God's plan for our life and to change what he calls us to change. Maybe it's unhealthy habits. Maybe it's an addiction to anger. Maybe it's spending habits that hold you back. Maybe it's unconfessed sin. Maybe it's afraid. You're afraid to let Jesus actually be the Lord of your life. You're afraid of what he might call you to do. But God is in the courage providing business. I love the moment when Eric said he looked at Petey, and Petey looked at him with love, and Eric said, "I want to be the man my dog thinks I am." I want to be the man God is calling me to be. I want us to be the church that God is calling us to be. I want us to be people that are being changed and transformed into the image of Christ, so that we truly reflect him in this world. Not our opinions, but his opinions, his purpose, and his will. But that is a fearful journey. That is a journey full of change. It takes courage. And it's a fearful journey along the way. And God says, "But don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. I'm calling you to change. I'm calling you to change your mind, to change your decision." to make a turnaround and follow after me and what I have for you. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know the things that you're afraid of. Maybe you're afraid of all the relatives that are coming over at Christmas time. And maybe you're afraid of going to their house, you know? Who knows? And I don't know what change that God is whispering into your heart and asking you to contemplate changing this morning. But I know God is in the courage providing business, and that God says, don't be afraid. I am with you. Make the change, and it will change you, and it will change the rest of your life. Now, there is this one essential thing that God calls us all to do, is to accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world, the Son of God. Make him the Lord of your life. That means the one that controls your life, the one who is in charge. He's not just the one that's an add-on to your life, but he is the one that is the centerpiece of your life. Maybe you need to have the courage today to make that kind of decision, to step across the threshold of faith and say, yes, I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe that he died on the cross for my sin, that I accept him as my Savior and Lord today. Maybe that's what God is calling you to do, to make that change. Have the courage to change what you can. Have the courage to make a change of heart, a change in your decision to follow Christ. Let's pray. God, we thank you so much that you are the one who gives us the courage to make the changes that we need to make in our life so that we can have you as Lord of our life, the one in control, the one helping us make the decisions that we are making in life, Lord. I pray, dear God, that if there's anyone here who has never made Jesus Lord of their life, that today will be the day they do that. May they have confidence. May they have courage to make the decision to accept him and put him in the lordship of their life today. I pray, dear Lord, that you will grant us all the courage that we need to make the changes that you are calling us to make today. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone said, amen. Well, I hope that you will take maybe your message notes today, and at the top there is the Serenity Prayer. And I hope that you'll start praying that maybe once, twice, three times a day as we walk through this series together, that God will truly grant us the serenity to accept the things we can't change and the courage to change the things we can. And next week we'll be talking from a wise man perspective of the wisdom to know the difference between the two.